We welcome in Lisa Lampanelli. She has a show at the City National Grove of Anaheim Saturday. I guess it's this coming.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lisa.
How are you?
Really good. Now, check this out. This gal is nominated for a Grammy on Monday, Best Comedy Album. How many times have you been nominated?
I've been nominated twice, only lost once so far, but I'm looking forward to my second loss. And either way, I'm giving a speech, because if I lose, there's going to be yelling. I'm 54 and going through menopause. There will be screaming.
So, share with people who have never experienced your stand-up exactly what is the core of what you do.
Well, you know, I'm an insult comic at heart. You know, I make fun of every race, creed, color, sexual abomination, everybody. No one escapes my grasp.
Love.
And now that I lost over 100 pounds, I'm skinny and I can run up and down the aisle. So it's not even the people in the back who are safe. Everyone is fair game for LL.
And Lisa, I'm sure if you're an insult comic, I'm sure that you will mirror my thoughts. One of the greats of all time is Don Rickles.
Oh, my favorite in the world, like inspirational. I remember when I was growing up as a kid watching those Dean Martin roasts that they had every week on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, Rickles was the man. So it's no accident, I guess, that I do this kind of material. And also I did so many roasts on Comedy Central and things like that.
I'm glad you brought up the Comedy Central roast. Hi, Lisa. This is Gina, and I'm a huge fan of yours, have been for a million years.
Oh, thanks.
You taught me something so important, and I tell people this all the time. I said I learned it from Lisa Lampanelli. When she is up there on the dais on those roasts and she's being roasted, she's laughing harder than anybody.
Yeah.
And that taught me so much about laughing at yourself, accepting all the jokes, having a good time. I got to tell you, you're the best at that because you're the one laughing the hardest.
I mean, if a joke is about me and it's legitimately funny, which a lot of them are, how can't I laugh? The way I crucify those guys up there, I mean, it's
brutal.
Almost embarrassing the stuff that I put them through. And I'm like, there's no way I can't laugh at a good joke if it's at my expense.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is, especially with insult comedy, if you can dish it, you got to be able to take it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, it shows that you don't take yourself too seriously.
Right.
You know, we're in this business. It's a great business. It's, to me, a godsend because I get to go out and do what I want and not answer to anybody. I'm fully self-employed and don't have to make apologies. So I'm like, dude, lighten up. It's all for fun.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Lisa Lampanelli, the very funny Lisa Lampanelli. She has a show, the City National Grove of Anaheim, this coming Saturday. Story, Lisa, you may have heard it, but it's about Don Rickles, and my buddy Kevin Pollak told me this because he was there. They were shooting Casino.
Uh-huh.
Rickles is in it. And the scene is involving De Niro, Rickles, Kevin Pollak, and I think Pesci was there.
Mm.
So Rickles is brought onto the set. De Niro's already standing there. Kevin Pollak is standing there. Rickles goes in and for the next 8 minutes carves De Niro apart. Now, everybody on the set is terrified because this is De Niro. And Rickles was just brutal. Within seconds, De Niro busted into laughter because he already knew De Niro is a huge fan of Rickles.
Yes, yes.
And nobody else knew it. That I love that.
That's the best. It's because also, think about it. De Niro is a guy who respects comedy.
Yeah.
He was on SNL several times. He doesn't take himself all that seriously. And also, remember, Rickles used to make fun of Sinatra, and Sinatra was legitimately scary. I mean, at least De Niro only played a mobster. I mean, who knows what Sinatra was up to. So you got to hand it to Rickles. He went down with the best of them.
Let's hear just a little bit of Rickles, because, I couldn't be a bigger fan.
But don't worry, John. You got $40 million. You shouldn't walk away.
Come on. I
know what you got. I saw your house at the beach.
I'm comfortable.
Comfortable? Comfortable? Comfortable. When a man spits, there's a guy to catch it.
The very best. So, Lisa, would you consider yourself a New York comic?
I would consider myself that. I definitely have an East Coast flavor. Like, I grew up in Connecticut and New York City, and, you know, I definitely have that attitude, but I go all over the country, and it seems like everywhere I go, there's at least couple thousand people who like this type of thing and want to see me. But definitely I have that East Coast attitude, like I snap on an instant, and I think that's a real New York thing.
So, Lisa, I'm going to take a second to do some business. We have an annual show that we do here on the program. The first one, it's our first anniversary coming up in a couple of weeks. It's sold out in an hour.
Wow.
But we're going to move it to December. And so I'm in hopes that if I get you the date really early, that you could maybe come out and give us 10, 15 minutes of just, I mean, just rip everybody apart.
Well, definitely let my management know, because you know if I'm out in that area, I'm coming.
Mark, you should be so lucky.
I love anything that has the flavor of a roast, anything that is acceptance of insult comedy. You give me the date, and we'll see if we can work it out.
It would be an honor for Mark to be ripped apart by you.
Oh, I'd love it. I'm already...
See, that's why you have listeners, and they're actually celebrating an anniversary instead of getting canceled. Because you aren't you aren't douchebags who sit there going, oh, my goodness, it's all so tragic. It's all, don't make fun of me. Hey, I will, if I can fit it in my schedule, I'll consider it an honor to ream you like no one else.
That actually made me horny.
Oh, good for you. And I say you're welcome.
So this weekend, this Saturday night, the City National Grove of Anaheim, Lisa Lampanelli up on the stage. Enjoy. Lisa, the best, and good luck with the Grammy on Monday.
Oh, thank you. Cross your fingers. I love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.